It was spring, and all the birds in the wood were very, very busy. The sound of birdsong was everywhere. And two little blue tits had made their nest, and Mrs. Blue Tit had laid three lovely eggs. She kept them cosy while her husband fed her. And one day, the first egg hatched. Crack! And out came the strangest looking little creature you've ever seen. No feathers and bulges instead of eyes. But immediately, that little baby bird opened its mouth and Mummy and Daddy had to start feeding. Next day, the second egg hatched. Crack! And out came another funny-looking little baby bird. And the third day, the last egg. Crack! And out came the third baby. And very soon, the baby birds were going, tsee, 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 with their beaks wide open. And Mum and Dad were busy bringing caterpillars and insects, popping it in the baby's mouth. Swallow and fast asleep they would fall. And it wasn't long before those baby birds' eyes opened, and very, very soon their feathers started popping out like needles all over their skin, and soon they were covered in lovely, lovely feathers. There came a day when Mum said to the three babies, "It's time for you to learn to fly, my babies." Well, the lassie, Anna, she said, "Och, Mummy, no. I really like it in this nest. I think I'll just stay." "Oh," said Mum, "you can't do that. You've got to learn to be a bird on your own." "No, no, 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 no," said Anna. "I like it here." "Come on." And Anna's two brothers went, "Oh, come on, Anna. It'll be fun." "Oh, all right then." So Anna hopped to the edge of the nest. But when she looked down and saw what a long way it was, she went, oh no, Mum, what if I fall?" "You're not going to fall, darling. You see that wee branch just over there? All you're going to do is take a wee jump, flap your wings, and you'll land on that branch." "Really?" "Yes, really." So after three, 1, 2, 3. "Now flap your wings and jump." And Anna did exactly as she was told, except she closed her eyes. She missed that branch and she went bumpty-bumpty-bumpty halfway down the tree and landed with her wings squashed against another branch. "Ow, Mummy, look, I told you, I can't fly now for my wing." "Oh, Anna," said Mum, fluttering down, "dearie me." Well, with great difficulty, Mum and Dad got Anna back into the nest. The two brothers were hopping about. "Oh, Anna, what a shame. Our turn though, Mum, our turn." "Oh." "You stay here, Anna, and I'll help the boys start to fly." Well, it was Jack's turn first. He came up to the edge of the nest. He went, "Okay, Mum, after three, 1, 2, 3. And he flapped his wings and he jumped and he landed on the branch. "Yeah," he says, "I can do it, I can do it. Come on, George, you can do it too." So George, 1, 2, 3. And he flapped his wings and he jumped and he landed on the branch beside his brother. "High five, Jack, we did it." Well, that was just the beginning for the boys. They started flitting from branch to branch, hopping here and there, while Anna sat in the nest looking miserable. Now and again she'd go, "Mummy, I'm hungry." "Oh, okay, darling." And Mum would bring her a caterpillar. But the boys were having such fun. Anna felt really left out, but her wing was sore. That night, the boys fell back into the nest and fast asleep, they were just gone. Early in the morning, Mummy very gently woke Anna and said, "Come on, darling, we are going to try and learn to fly while the boys are still sleeping." "No, Mommy, you saw what happened yesterday. I don't want to try again. Well, this time, Anna, you have to remember to keep your eyes open.
Yes, Mommy.
And if you keep your eyes open, then you'll be fine.
Okay, Mommy.
How's your wing?
Yes, it's better.
Right, come on then. Hop up to the edge of the nest. Anna hopped up.
She was very scared.
Now, after three.
One, two,
three. Now flap your wings, Anna. Flap your wings. And Anna flapped her wings as hard as she could and she jumped. But what did she do again?
She closed her eyes and this time she went bumpty, 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 bumpty all the way to the bottom of the tree and landed hard on her bottom.
Mummy! Oh, Mummy came flying down. Anna, are you all right?
My bottom's really sore. I told you I can't do this.
Well, Anna, said Mummy, I'm very sorry, darling, but I cannot help you back into the nest. You're going to have to fly there yourself.
I just told you I can't do it.
You're going to have to learn, said Mummy. And with that, she flew back up into the tree, leaving Anna all by herself. Anna was astonished that her mummy would do that.
And she looked around.
She'd never seen the wood from this angle before. It looked very different. She was quite curious. But then her tummy began to rumble. She went,
I'm hungry, Mummy.
But Mummy couldn't hear her. She was busy getting the boys up and they were starting to flip round the tree again. It was then that Anna noticed a big, fat caterpillar crawling along the ground. And before she knew what she was doing, she had bent down and picked it up in her beak and gobbled it down.
Oh, that was lovely, she said.
I managed to feed myself. Aren't I clever? And with that, she fell asleep. But little did Anna know that something rather dangerous was coming into the wood. A big, fat tabby cat, who lived just outside the wood, was coming in to see if there was anything for breakfast. Very quietly, on his soft, silky paws, he crept into the wood using his ears and his nose. I think I can smell baby bird, he said. And sure enough, there under a tree was a little baby bird. Mmm, said the cat, licking his lips. He came closer and closer. And little Anna, dreaming away, when all of a sudden, Mrs. Blackbird screamed out, Anna, watch out! And Anna opened her eyes, and there in front of her, she saw two big green eyes. She saw fangs, and she went, and she flapped her wings, and up onto the first branch of the tree she went. And the cat looked at her and snarled and said, I'm coming to get you. And lashing its tail, it began to climb the tree. So when Anna looked down again, she saw the cat coming up, its big green eyes and its big fangs. And she went, she flapped her wings and further up the tree she flew. And the cat followed. And little Anna flew further up. And up the tree they went. Until the tree began to bend with the cat's weight. And the cat knew it could go no further. And it took one look at Anna and went, I'll get you next time.
down the tree it went, furious, leaving little Anna with her heart beating, going, Mummy came and landed beside her. Anna, darling, are you all right? No, you've left me to be that cat's breakfast, Mummy. I'm so sorry, darling, but there's nothing I could do. But look, you can fly. I told you, Mummy, I cannot fly. But you have, darling. Look down. Anna looked down. And what was her surprise to find that she was way up the tree? How did that happen? Well, you were so scared that your wings did the work for you. Oh, said Anna, and her little beak smiled brightly. Mummy, I can't fly. You can, and look, just above your head, there's the nest. Do you think you can fly up into it? I'll try. So, one, two, three. Anna flitted her wings and up into the nest she went. Oh, said her brothers, well done, Anna, well done. And you know, she was far bolder than the boys after that. And even better, she had learned to feed herself. And she was able to show the boys that too. And it wasn't long before all three were very confident flyers. The following year, when Anna became a mummy, she remembered the difficulties she had had. And she told her children, always try. You might not succeed the first time, but try again.